Support for the Positive Judaism podcast comes from Tamid, the downtown synagogue in New York City. People of all faiths and backgrounds are welcome to celebrate Jewish life at Tamid. Visit www.tamidnyc.org for more information.
Welcome back to the Positive Judaism podcast. I'm Rabbi Darren Levine. Positive Judaism is a new vision for Jewish life in the 21st century, which lives at the intersection of religious living and the science of well-being and happiness. In this first episode, I am going to introduce you to Positive Judaism, which is a practical and spiritual approach to increasing your happiness and well-being. It's not a doctrine, it's not a movement, and it's not a formula. Positive Judaism is a new approach to religion that applies Jewish living, Jewish teachings, and the Jewish experience of 3,000 years to improve the state of happiness and well-being in your life and those around you. As a rabbi, writer, and public speaker, I meet a huge range of people, and I am brought into daily contact with great joys and deep pain. I've often wondered, what makes the difference between a flourishing life and a depressed life? I've studied and researched this question. I've asked it of myself and my closest friends. And I have pored over ancient wisdom and modern philosophy to get at this question. And one truth that I have learned is that everyone struggles in some way or another. No matter your finances, your job status, your relationship situation, your state of physical health, or where you live, everyone has challenges. Nobody is immune to accidents, illness, trauma, loss, and pain. Yet it's always intrigued me that while some people get stuck in their negativity, suffering, and depression, others seem to excel and to thrive no matter what the circumstance. Is the difference found in a person's job and income level? Are people with wealth, impressive titles, educational pedigree, and bigger closets happier than those with smaller bank accounts and fewer possessions? Is the difference found in where people live? Are people in California who walk on the beach every day happier than those in New York City who ride crowded subways? What makes the difference between happy and unhappy? Contrary to what most people believe, happiness is not based on wealth and professional success. It's not based on social or career status. And it's not based on the number of likes one gets on their social media account. Rather, I've learned that life satisfaction and happiness have to do with living well in specific areas of life. Work, relationships, money, health, and community. Together, we are going to explore each of these from a Jewish perspective. You may be Jewish or not, an observant or cultural Jew. You may be a convert to Judaism or in a dual faith marriage or family. You may be an atheist or a believer. You may be young or old, in good health, in recovery, or enduring a serious illness. You may already be thriving, or you may be facing daily challenges in your personal life, career, marriage, or family. No matter your background or your life experience, my message is simple. Judaism is a clear and ancient path to improving your life and the lives of those around you. The ideas of positive Judaism are straightforward and relevant to living a positive life and finding happiness. Positive Judaism focuses on a set of virtues and teachings to enhance gratitude, optimism, love, hope, resilience, and courage, and will show you how to apply these virtues in your life every day in order to increase your positivity on your road to thriving and flourishing. I'd like to tell you how Positive Judaism began. My phone rang on a Monday afternoon, and it was the mother of a child in my school. She could barely get the words out. "Rabbi, my Jonathan was diagnosed with leukemia. We're in the hospital." My heart dropped. What could be worse than the suffering of an innocent and beautiful child? And then she asked, "Rabbi, can you come and visit us tomorrow?" So the next afternoon, I left my study, but when I got to the front door of the building, I realized that I should probably take Jonathan a gift, something that would cheer him up. So I went back into my office and found him some new books and music and wrapped them and put them into a nice gift bag. Now I was off. I went downstairs, grabbed a taxi, and started heading to New York Hospital. 20 minutes later, just blocks from the hospital, on 2nd Avenue and 30th Street, a truck missed a red light, which I noticed, and it was heading at full speed towards the taxi. I braced for impact, but our taxi took the full force of the collision. When I came to my full senses, about an hour later, I was lying on a stretcher in the emergency room. I looked around at the medical staff and realized what had happened, and my still small voice spoke to me with total clarity. "Darren, you could have just died, but you didn't." And a tear of joy and relief ran down my cheek. They ran tests and more tests. Lots of pain, but the doctor's report? Nothing permanent. You can imagine the relief I felt. That triggered a deep spiritual transformation that happened inside me. But to fully understand it, I need to teach you about a Jewish commandment, which is called in Hebrew, Shlichei Mitzvah Einan Nizvakin, which translates to, in English, messengers of goodness are not harmed. The first time that I heard about this good deed commandment was when I traveled to Israel in the early 1990s for the very first time. One of my teachers gave me a dollar and said, "Give this as tzedakah, charity, when you get to Jerusalem." I took it, put it in my pocket, and when I arrived in Jerusalem, I gave it to a homeless person, and I fulfilled the mitzvah. Messengers of goodness are not harmed. The idea of this commandment is that travel introduces potential risks, so it is the custom to take a small amount of money as charity and to give it at your destination. This way, it's not only about moving from point A to point B, but with charity in hand, the traveler now becomes a good deed messenger until they arrive, and thus, they are accorded this extra heavenly protection. This law comes from the Talmud and has been practiced by Jews for over 2,000 years. But now back to New York, January 15th, 2015. I finished all my tests at the hospital, and the release nurse was walking to the exit when one of the orderlies came running down the hallway and said, "Sir, this bag came into the ER from the gurney in the ambulance today. It belongs to you." And I looked at the bag, and a chill ran through me. It was the gift bag for the child, with the books still inside. And then it made complete sense. I was on a good deeds mission to bring these gifts to a sick child today. And so I turned right around back into the hospital and found Jonathan's room and his family. His eyes opened when I approached, and his mother said, "Rabbi, thank you for coming to visit Jonathan." And I thought, "Dear God, as you brought your presence to my life today, please bring your healing powers to this child and spare him and his family from further pain and sadness." I gave Jonathan the gifts. He smiled, and another tear rolled down my cheek. We visited for a few minutes, and then it was time for me to leave. I did not tell the family what had happened to me earlier that day. I didn't want to add burdens to their lives. But as I was leaving the hospital, it dawned on me how meaningful living a Jewish life can be. What could have been a day of accidents and pain instead became a day of personal transformation. I knew in that moment, more clear than any before, that bringing goodness and positivity was the most meaningful way to live a life. And then it happened. Positive Judaism was born. Of course, you don't need to be hit by a car to have the realization of positive living. In fact, I know that many of you have faced similar moments in life, moments that changed you, moments that focus your attention so precisely on the miracle of life, the mystery of time and the gift of existence, the ability to create, to love, to be loved, to simply be alive, which many take for granted until we are faced with losing it all. What we know is that life is precious. Life is rarely what we expect. Things can happen in an instant, and they do happen in an instant. But the important thing is to be able to live your life fully and positively for as long as you have the chance. Positive Judaism emerges from my training at seminary, from my doctoral studies in mental health, and from working closely with people of all ages and backgrounds for 25 years. I've counseled youth in America and Israel. I've served as a rabbi at a formal mega synagogue and for a small neighborhood congregation where I know everyone's name. And I've done rotations as a chaplain at an urban hospital in New York City and on a military base at Fort Jackson in South Carolina. In all of these diverse experiences, one truth emerges. Nearly everyone that I have known was and is wrestling with a variation of the same question. How can I improve the experience of my life and be happier and more fulfilled in my everyday? Clergy and psychologists are good sounding boards for these types of questions because we're invested in helping people develop their inner life, the place where positivity and happiness grows. While I believe that happiness and well-being are your birthright, it can be hard to work and reveal it, and often comes when you least expect it. And that is the purpose of this podcast series, to help you find your way to happiness. And now, here is my commitment to you. Positive Judaism will help you achieve new levels of happiness and life satisfaction. It will guide you to share love and joy while simultaneously showing you how to withstand life's inevitable storms and disappointments. There are some very basic Jewish practices that you can begin applying right now to become more positive. As a result, you will raise the quality of well-being in your own life and in the lives of those around you. But it starts first with your own happiness and your own well-being. Positive Judaism is more than just thinking positive, though a positive mindset is important. Once you learn this philosophy, understand your specific characteristic strengths and the key areas of well-being, you will have the ingredients to improve your career, your physical health, your relationships, and your finances. But the responsibility to improve your life is your own, and the results will be contagious. The people around you will feel your new level of positive emotion and engagement, and they will benefit in their own lives. We all know people who resonate joy, hope, optimism, and courage. We also know people who are negative, pessimistic, critical, and fearful. This podcast will guide you to always be on the positive side of life and to thrive. This is my hope for you. This is my commitment to you. And now, let us begin this sacred journey to your positivity.